No one will be paying closer attention today to President Trump's expected signing of his revised immigration and travel ban than a family in the Western Mass city of Westfield. There, a few days ago, we met with Zaid and Zainab Al-Nasser, Syrian refugees who arrived in the U.S. 2 years ago and were resettled in Westfield. It's where we sat down for tea and sweets served on a china set they just purchased from the Salvation Army.
We saw it the other day, and we were so happy because they look like the ones we used to have in Syria. So we bought the whole set.
Fearing for their lives, Zaid and Zainab fled Syria in May 2013 with little more than what they could carry after Zaid's cell phone supply store was destroyed in an aerial bombing. We first met them in Westfield a year ago, shortly after they arrived in the U.S. They're still in the same apartment near downtown Westfield, living sparingly. There's a TV playing cartoons, and several boxes of cornflakes are stacked up in the kitchen. Like the apartment, the furniture is tidy but used. And I can't help but wonder how seven of them, Zaid, Zainab, and five children, all fit around their modest kitchen table. Zaid says they pay $1,000 a month in rent, yet they get by on $1,500 a month from Zaid's job driving for Uber and some government assistance. Yet they smile and they're happy.
Right now we're doing better than before. We're now in a new chapter where we think about how we're going to live and raise our children in peace.
I feel safe here for sure. My children and I, we're very happy here and have gotten acclimated here.
Two of the children, 4-year-old Tuka and the youngest, 18-month-old Saleh, are napping in the next room. Saleh is the only U.S. citizen in the group as he was born in the U.S. The others were in school, Mohammed in the third grade, Hadi in the fifth, and Mahram in the seventh. A lot has happened since fall 2014 when the family were the first Syrians to arrive in Western Mass amid the then turmoil about Barack Obama allowing Syrians into the U.S. Obama has gone. Donald Trump occupies the White House. There's the new debate over refugees and immigrants, and in some places around the country, there have been incidents targeting immigrants. But Zaid says they've escaped that.
When we first met a year ago, you said that you thought the people here were wonderful. Do you still feel that way?
Of course.
From the time we've arrived here, we haven't had problems. We've been able to come and go as we please without any issues.
But they still have worries. They're in the U.S. on refugee visas, which Zaid lays out on the table. The family is still waiting to get their green cards, which they applied for 15 months ago. And without them, they're not taking any chances and are avoiding travel outside the U.S. out of fears they won't be allowed back in.
I wasn't able to visit my own mother before she died last year. My wife is in a similar situation. She was thinking about visiting her sick mother in Jordan, but she can't.
U.S. citizenship and immigration services wouldn't comment on the Al-Nasser family case, but say sometimes the process is delayed because of incorrect or incomplete applications. Last year, Zaid filed paperwork to try and bring Zainab's brother and mother from Jordan. But according to federal guidelines, only U.S. citizens can petition to bring siblings or parents to the U.S. So now he's trying to bring them and three of his sisters through a program that helps refugee families reunite. He's still waiting to hear back. So I ask if he's given up hope, considering President Trump's continuing efforts to restrict travel.
No, I haven't lost hope. My thought is that he said it's temporary until he implements extra security, and then things will return to normal. We're just waiting for that to be over and for things to return to normal.
When they first arrived, Zaid and Zainab were the first Syrian refugee family in Western Mass, original settlers, Zaid called themselves. Zaid says there are now around 20 Syrian families, and he's become a mentor to some. As if on cue, neighbors stop by, Mohammed Sousa and his wife Salam. They moved in next door with their toddler a few months after Zaid and Zainab.
You feel like you're still at home, especially because your neighbor is Syrian. He's more like a brother, not a neighbor.
I ask Zaid what the newcomers tend to ask him.
They're usually looking for basic home or used items, so I give them a ride so they can buy those things.
What's the most important thing that you tell them?
I say, follow the laws of this country. So if the speed limit is 40, go 40. If you go 50, you'll get a ticket. That's my advice to others. Walk in a straight line.
If he had a straight line to President Trump, if the president was in his living room right now, what would you tell him, I ask?
Well, first I would tell him that we've never met a president before. In general, I would say we're following the rules. I consider myself a part of this country and a law-abiding citizen. We'd ask him to open doors for the simple people like us who want to live. The people who want to corrupt and not live in peace have no place in this country.
What do you want most at this point in life for your kids and yourself here in the U.S.?
I wish for regular work, a home, education for my children. I just want a stable and safe life, like any human.
Any desire to return to Syria? Any thoughts about going back to live?
I would never forget my home country. If peace returned, I would visit to see my friends and family. But at this point, I've planted roots here and see my kids getting their education here.
As we're chatting, the four-year-old Tuka wakes up from her nap. At first, she's a little shy, but gets over it as our interview dissolves into a game of peekaboo between Tuka and WBUR photographer Jesse Costa.
It's very nice to see you again. I can't tell you how happy I am to be in your home. Shukran.
You are welcome, and I'm happy when I see you.
Shukran. Thank you. Our story was produced by WBUR's Yasmin Ammer.